Adam, how did you feel when a fairly high-profile TV presenter described you or suggested you would make good trade bait?
Well, a little bit surprised. Probably my first time ever been exposed to that, but that's outside noise. I didn't give too much attention to it. Everyone's got their own opinions, and they can say what they like, but yeah, I just focus on what I can control inside the club and my training and making sure I work hard, so yeah, I didn't take too much attention to it.
As one of the better youngsters to come out of the draft, Adam, obviously people are wondering if and when you're going to re-sign. Where's that at?
Same as what I've stated previously. I'm going to be waiting to the end of the season, which is a commitment I made at the very start of the year. I just wanted to get through my first season and focus on playing good footy and hopefully having a successful year. So I'll sit down with them end of season and, yeah, it's definitely something that's on the table, but at the moment just focusing on footy.
And would you like to go home and maybe spend some time and with your family and talk to them about it as well before you make any commitment to them?
I think it's probably reasonable to talk to your family before making such big decisions, but I'm loving Freo, they love me over here, so yeah, it could be a possibility at the end of the year, but that's something for the future. Pardon?
You're pretty happy at Fremantle?
Yeah, loving it. Really young team, young crop at the moment, and yeah, as we've shown, you know, when we all perform, we can achieve some really good things, so yeah, really excited for our future.
And you think you've grown as a footballer so far this season?
Yeah, just same as probably the other boys. We've had a fair few play games, and you know, I didn't expect to play this many games straight away, but the fact I have, it's really helped in my development, both as a person and player. So, yeah, I'm quite pleased but not satisfied, so looking forward to continuing to work hard and improve my game.
You play forward, midfield and back throughout the year. Which positions do you like fancy most in the long term?
I enjoy all positions, but probably half-back midfield is where I feel most comfortable. That's where I reckon I can have most impact. You know, having played most of my footy as a midfielder, I feel quite comfortable in there, but having gone back in the past month, I feel my ball use is really, I can really use it back there and help set up play.
You're probably going to play more through the midfield over the next 3 or 4 weeks until Nathan comes back. Are you ready for that challenge?
Yeah, I'm ready to take on any challenge, whatever position it is. I've got faith in the game plan and I'm more than willing to work with it and work hard, and whether it be midfield, halfback, forward, give all I've got and yeah, do my role the best I can.
What did the team learn, do you think, out of Saturday's game? Obviously Melbourne, great contested ball team, and they gave you a fair lesson in that.
Yeah, a lot of learnings to come out of it. We'll probably focus on one or two this week. We haven't had a review meeting yet, but yeah, we're a young group and they're quite a good team, so we'll review it as a team and figure out what they are, but yeah, it's probably a few little things in that contested ball area as one of their strengths, so we'll see what we can work on.
And obviously young groups will have down days, but Freo's had two in a row now. How important is it to have a sort of a bit of a bounce against Port this week?
I think it's important every week to have a bit of a bounce, so we're going to approach it the same way. We're going to work hard during the week, focus on developing and what we can work on, and yeah, as long as we all bring extraordinary effort on game day against Port, I think we've got a shot, so just got to make sure we all do that.
Do you feel like there's a bit more pressure on you younger guys with that 5,000
given? I wouldn't say pressure. Whoever goes out, we've got someone coming in that we've got exact same faith in. So yeah, we all work hard during the week, and whatever team we go out with on the weekend, we'll be more than confident with.
Was the Adelaide game the point where you sort of realised that you'd be a difference maker?
I wouldn't say a difference maker. We got plenty of young blokes, plenty of good players. Even against Adelaide, Brennan Cox stepped up. Andy Brayshaw's been playing some good footy, so we're not relying on one player. We've all got a role to play, so as long as we all do our role, we've got a shot with anyone, I reckon.
We all thought you'd probably be nominated before now, Adam, based on the way you play. Has it got any attention from you in terms of whether you get nominated or not? Or do you have a joke with Andrew and guys like
Brandon
Cox about
it? Not really. We can joke around about it, but at the end of the day, we're playing for team success, so we don't go out. We don't run out hoping to win a Rising Star that week. We run out hoping to get a win. So, yeah, we can joke around about it, but it's not our primary focus.
I'm not sure how long you were home for, but at least one contest, Jesse Brogan,
well, probably a difficult contest, a bit of a mismatch, but yeah, whatever player I'm on, they're probably a player I've been watching as a kid, So yeah, it's a bit surreal considering I was doing year 12 exams less than 12 months ago, still at school. So, but yeah, I'm ready for any challenge, whoever player that may be. But yeah, it's quite different playing against players such as Jesse Hogan.
Who's been the toughest opponent so far?
Well, none of them are easy, so it's pretty hard to pinpoint one player, but they're probably Carlton, you know, big body players such as Paddy Cripps. Those are real strong bodies. They're probably the hardest ones, but yeah, everyone's a good player here at this level, so none of them are pushovers.
What has struck you most about AFL football? What's made the biggest impression?
Impression, probably the attention to detail. Good training during the week. We get measured based on GPS results, you know, how far we run, how much sprint we're allowed to do, and you know, the amount of recovery, gym, weights, just everything. Just the precision that, you know, the staff go into to make sure that we're ready for the weekend. It's probably the biggest thing.
Have you been leaning on any senior players in particular for advice?
There's probably a few players. Alex Pearce, I lived with him for a couple of weeks, start of the year, so he's one that, you know, frequently talk to, go over to his for dinner once a week probably. So he's a really good leader to be able to speak to. But then the obvious ones, Nathan Fyfe, David Mundy, Stephen Hill, they're more than happy to, you know, open up and, you know, help out a young player, which they have been really good at this year. So, probably a wide range of players.
Do you have your own little group, the young players? Like, is it a leader within your young group?
I would say so. I mean, there's 10 of us come in last year, so there's a lot of young players at the club. We like to hang out with each other, as I think most clubs would. Young players, mostly stick with young players, but the old players are more than happy to make you feel welcome and, you know, you can go out and do social things with them as well. So, yeah, it's a good mix of players.
Who's the leader amongst the young guys? Who's the one most likely to step into the leadership group first?
It's hard to say. I mean, we've only just started, but Andy Brayshaw's a bit of a loudmouth at times, so he steps up quite a bit and talks, but it's hard to tell still. I mean, we only just started, only in our first season, so we'll probably find out in the coming years.
Do you see yourself in that sort of role going forward, Adam? Would you like to be a leader at a club on field?
I mean, everyone wants to be a leader. Everyone wants to help with their team, but the leadership roles, I mean, that's so far away. I haven't taken any thought to that yet. I mean, we've still got Nathan, who's got a long career still ahead of him, and so yeah, he's a great leader, and it's still far away for me.